And it's time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. On the phone with us, I'm pretty sure, is Dr. William Miller from Adventist Health, Mendocino Coast. Good morning, Dr. Miller.
Good morning. So today, as everybody knows, is February 15th, and the significance of that, beyond being the day after Valentine's Day, and I hope everyone had a good Valentine's Day, is that today is the day that the mandatory mask requirement in the state of California expires. And last week, Governor Newsom announced that it would not be extended. So as of today, the mask mandate throughout the state has expired. However, there are still some important requirements, and I thought we would talk about that real quickly, and then also talk about how we should go about dialing back on our whole COVID response as we slowly begin to move from a pandemic to an endemic. So first, to keep in mind that while the mask mandate has expired, it is still required for unvaccinated people in indoor public settings. Now, of course, that's going to be nearly impossible to enforce, and my perception is that the people who are unvaccinated are probably also people who are the strongest in their feelings about not wanting to wear masks, although that's not absolutely true, but I think that may be a generality. So I'm not sure how that would be even enforced. But anyway, the mandate is rolled back, but still applies once again to unvaccinated individuals in indoor public settings, quote unquote. It also continues to apply to all people, regardless of vaccination status, if they're using public transportation of any sort, indoors, in schools, all healthcare settings, including hospitals, clinics, and nursing homes, all correctional facilities, and all homeless shelters. So the mandate still applies in all of those settings, regardless of vaccination status. Any questions about that from you?
Doctor, it was my understanding that the county health officers said that the mask mandates would stay in effect in the county.
So I think that it's still a little unclear exactly what's going to happen here in Mendocino County. You're right that the individual health officers can continue to require that, and Dr. Corin last week said that he was considering continuing the mask mandate here because of his concern about potential hospitalization.
Sure.
But this is a good segue to the second piece of what I wanted to mention and what I hope to or plan to talk about in more detail in this week's Miller Report. And that's, how do we start dialing back on the momentum, if you will, the bureaucratic momentum that we have generated in response to this pandemic, which I don't think we're at a stage where we should dial it back completely at this point, but we're going to see more and more debate about this. And you know what the extremes are. There are people who think we never should have had any of this, any of these regulations at all from the very beginning, to the other extreme where people feel that they should continue these things. And so it's quite across the board, and I think we should start having the conversation now about how to dial back these regulatory things more and more in a way that's thoughtful and not driven by one extreme or the other. And I do believe that we're starting to see this happening more and more. As you probably know, something like 12 states in the last week have announced that they're going to stop their mask mandates. And very soon we're going to have other changes being made across the country. And so I believe something like 50% of the states right now then will not have ubiquitous mask mandates. And so we're going to see more and more of that. Of course, a lot of it is politically driven, and it would be nice to have it driven by some sort of rational response. We absolutely do need to, at some point, start dialing back. But when? When is the right time? How to do it in a safe way that doesn't cause a resurgence, but at the same time gets us off of this thing? My concern is that we don't want to have the bureaucracy of this pandemic become an industrialized experience that extends way beyond the pandemic, and that's my concern. So I think that the way to avoid that is to start the dialogue now about how to do this in a rational and safe way. It's not too fast, but also not too slow either. And finding that sweet spot, especially given all the politics in both directions, pulling in all directions, is going to be a challenge. So maybe we can start having that dialogue now, is my hope.
All right. Dr. Miller, as you say, you'll be going into more detail on all this in your the Miller Report, which is released through various publications every week. So we do alert people to that. And thank you very much for being on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the Coast.